This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, hour number three. I'll tell you, these Wednesday nights, they just fly by. You guys are fun to do shows with.
Thank you.
That's all right, Jay. In studio, we have myself, Chris.
Jay.
And Angie.
And Angie, the Wednesday crew. Mark and Ian are both out this week, so anything goes, guys.
They're missing out.
They are. They're going to miss all the fun. We're going to tell them all about it, make them all kinds of jealous, and that'll be cool. But if you're listening to the show and you like what you hear, if you appreciate the fact that there is a station out there, that a show that doesn't really care if you're left, right, libertarian, Green Party, we want to hear from you. I think that's unique in today's polarized political world, that you can bring up your point of view. We'll debate it. We may not agree with you. We may ask some pointed questions. But you can even help out a little bit more, and that's through the AMP program. AMP at freetalklive.com. AMP.freetalklive.com stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And that's what we use donations to do. We advertise, market, and promote the show so we can get on even more radio stations. I mentioned earlier we're on close to 200. That's a sizable talk radio network. I mean, and we are on stations everywhere from Guam to Africa to... And these are regular broadcast stations, not...
And we're on nightly on a big talker in Boston now, that 680 AM.
WRKO, which is a huge 50,000-watt station. It is this station is historic, and it's on in the Boston market. And part of the reason we're able to do that is because people help us out and allow us to promote the show. Periodically, we like to give a little shout-out to some of those amplifiers, and one of them is Porcupine Real Estate. Hey, we know these guys.
Yes, we do.
We do. Porcupine Real Estate is a New Hampshire icon, I would say, at least in libertarian circles. They have been helping a lot of people out over the years that have moved to the great state of New Hampshire. A lot of them as part of a political migration called the Free State Project. They are a gold amplifier, which means that they are pledged to give $10 a month for that. They get a couple, there are a couple perks to it. We've got some amplifier-only podcasts, so you don't have to listen to all the ads and Discord channels and things like that they can go into. But I just wanted to give a big thank you to Mark Warden and all the folks over at Porcupine Real Estate for amplifying. We really appreciate that.
And the folks at Porcupine, Mark Warden, there's a few other people that work with them. They're all great people. They actually, I believe we covered it on the show here last year. Mark Warden helped was part of facilitating a house that was bought with Bitcoin here in New Hampshire.
Yep.
Nice.
And he's one of the guys that actually pays me cryptocurrency for some of my services. And they are great people, and they have done so much for the freedom movement by getting people here, helping them find houses. Everybody has good stuff to say about Mark Warden, everybody I talked to, and he's been doing a great job here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, and, you know, Mark is, he wears a lot of hats periodically. He's also been a state representative and promoted liberty-oriented, liberty-friendly legislation in the New Hampshire State House, and that's appreciated. Anytime you got a guy fighting to help keep you free and try to return some of those freedoms to the people, that's important stuff. But we are going to try to go to the phones, and hopefully this kind of blew up on me last time I tried to take a bad slave without giving him a heads up. So, hey, what the heck? We're just going to go into this blind and see what happens. What's the worst that could happen, right? That. about slavery there. See, now what did
that
I say about that?
That scared me to death.
Did it really?
Yes. Did you see me jump?
Your headphones really jacked up? Well, we'll keep trying with Bad Slave. And I did want to talk a little bit more about this poor grandmother who got busted in Disney World. My gosh, what did she have? She must have had heroin, right?
It must have been.
Think.
Must have been. Probably some massive...
Just trying to sell it.
Yeah, sell heroin to little kids for a grandmother, great-grandmother, to be arrested in Disney World. No, as it turns out, the Orange County Sheriff's Department decided to bust her because she had some CBD oil. CBD, well, technically, well, not technically, it is, the government says it's still illegal in lots of states. The federal government says there's nothing wrong with CBD oil. They've never come out specifically to talk about it because, hey, they legalized it, all hemp products.
In fact, the federal government financed a study back in the 70s about to have these guys study cannabis, and that's where a lot of the findings were found, all the health benefits, and what they did was, well, we're not going to publish this. We're going to kind of keep it quiet.
Right. In this case, this woman was arrested. While the Orange County Sheriff's Office told Fox 35 that their deputy was, quote, just following the law, unquote, the charges against Burkhalter were eventually dropped. In a statement provided to Fox News, Burkhalter's lawyer Jennifer Cinnamon said, quote, I'm very disappointed that the Orange County Sheriff's Office handled the situation the way they did. Why Sheriff Mina would support his deputies using their resources for a CBD oil arrest of a 69-year-old woman, but then wouldn't do anything about the gas stations, health food stores, drug stores, etc., that are selling it openly to the public, is absolutely behind my comprehension. Well, this is Chris. I have to say that I am amazed that Jennifer Cinnamon would even support the Sheriff's Department in allowing or threatening drug stores for selling CBD oil, for threatening gas stations.
This is Orange County, Florida? Is that what it's...
Yeah, yeah, but this is Burkhalter's lawyer taking a very anti-CBD
right.
approach.
I'd like to take that comment one step further. How many rape kits that haven't been tested are in Orange County, Florida?
That's usually...
what I want to know. You know?
Good question. Quote, the state of Florida finds nothing wrong with collecting a sales tax on illegal products, but they allow prosecution for possession of the same. I want to commend Aramis Ayala's office for reviewing the case and swiftly determining that they would not prosecute, unquote. Well, how about not prosecuting because it's a stupid case in the first place? I mean, really?
I hope this woman sues this cop.
I hope so, too. Update. The Orange County Sheriff's Office provided Fox News with the following statement, quote, this was a lawful arrest of possession of CBD oil, which is currently a felony under Florida state statute, and deputies are responsible for enforcing Florida law and Orange County ordinances. Although CBD oil is illegal without a prescription, our top drug enforcement priority and focus at the Orange County Sheriff's Department is to get deadly drugs like heroin and fentanyl off the streets of our community, unquote.
Can we get some heavy-duty trolling action on Orange County Sheriff's Department over this, listeners?
These
I know there's a lot of trolls listening.
These guys are insane.
I feel much safer now, that knowing that I can go to Disney World and there won't be CBD oil there.
Right.
Actually, they sell it in the kiosk. Everything is in there. It just costs 10 times more.
Exactly. Exactly. Just the insanity and the insanity that you feel that you must... that you are going to get deadly drugs like heroin and fentanyl off the streets of our community. You're not going to do it. I hate to break it to you.
No.
I hate to be the guy who's going to tell you that people who are addicted to drugs, it's not a legal issue. In this case, it's a health issue, and these people need help. They don't need to get thrown in jail and to become part of this cycle, this endless rinse-repeat release and catch. And that's all it is. In the meantime, you, the sheriff down there, can just ask for a bigger budget next year over this program problem you will never solve. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You can hit us up on any topic you like. In studio, it's Chris,
Jay,
and Angie.
And Jay, you're going to be at ForkFest this year, aren't you?
That is right. Do you want to forge your own bottle opener out of steel? Would you like to weld up a coat rack out of old horseshoes?
I like it.
We will be blacksmithing, forging, and welding at Man Camp, which is what I'm putting on at ForkFest 2019. Join liberty-minded anarchists, voluntarists, and libertarians this summer from June 13th until June 18th for ForkFest 2019 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens right before the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one's in charge. That also means no ticket costs. Just reserve your camping or RV site or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 13th through 18th. You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party.
This is, it's going to be a good year.
Oh, I'm psyched. I am super excited. I got a lot of people interested in all kinds of things to do. At Man Camp, it's going to be like make your own swag kind of thing. We're going to teach people how to use acetylene torches. We're going to teach people how to gas weld, how to use a MIG welder we'll have there. And we're going to be doing I'm going to have a propane forge set up. I think I'll have a coal forge set up, a couple of anvils. And we'll have a schedule every day. And every day, pretty much every day except for the 17th, because that's my one-year anniversary. I got married at ForkFest last year.
Nice.
Which is Monday the 17th. We're not doing too much with the Man Camp stuff. But all the other days, we're going to be making stuff all day long. It's going to be fun.
Will there be cameras with facial recognition software there?
I don't know. I'm not setting any up. So.
I'm just kidding. That would be a huge invasion of our privacy, Jay. And I for one, know that Jay would not do that kind of thing. But in San Francisco, there have been threats of them doing it. But this is a good story. San Francisco is
doing it, you mean?
They're not.
Almost found out.
They are going the other direction.
Oh, good.
Because the police have been wanting to do this. San Francisco, this is a headline coming to us from Reason.com. San Francisco, a step closer to banning police use of facial recognition surveillance. Other states and cities should consider doing the same thing. Byline by Ronald Bailey. Again, that's from Reason.com. The San Francisco City Police is on the verge of enacting a ban on law enforcement use of facial recognition surveillance technology. A version of the, quote, Stop Secret Surveillance Ordinance, unquote, has passed a committee vote, and the whole San Francisco Board of Supervisors will vote on the proposed ban on May 14th. The ordinance states that, quote, it shall be unlawful for any department to obtain, retain, access or use, one, any facial recognition technology, or two, any information obtained from facial recognition technology, unquote. In addition, city law enforcement agencies will be required to submit a justification for the use of any other electronic surveillance technologies currently in use. If the Board of Supervisors fails to approve the required use of surveillance technology, after 180 days, the city agencies must cease using it. Surveillance technologies that require approval include cell tower spoofing devices. And if you guys aren't familiar, that is the Stingray. Stingrays are used all over the place. It basically makes your phone think that it's next to a cell phone tower, and it connects to the cops.
Okay.
Who can listen in on everything you're doing and record everything you're doing, and they do it all the time without warrants.
Well, they do it to protect us, right?
They do it. They do keep us safe.
I think so.
From terrorists, right?
I think the police are the terrorists.
That's a good point.
Good point. So that's one of the things that they're going to require that they get a warrant if it's gone longer than 180 days. Also, automatic license plate readers, electric toll readers, and closed-circuit television cameras. If these surveillance technologies are used or approved, law enforcement must transparently report how they're being used. So this is a pretty major piece of legislation in the city of San Francisco. They are really rolling back certain aspects of the surveillance state. What do you guys think?
Well, here's how I look at it. If they have the technology, if they can do it, they are doing it. Now, what will happen is the government can't use this technology, might become a city ordinance, for example.
Sure.
Well, what they do is, some other organizations, like towing companies, here in New Hampshire, they made it law years ago, and I think it's been changed around recently. I'm not 100% sure, but the Free Staters, basically in the New Hampshire legislature a few years ago, got it passed that the police could not use license plate scanners.
Right.
But you go to hang out downtown Keene, and you will see a tow truck troll by, and it has these things, these little camera things, scanners mounted on the hood. They're magnet mounted on the hood, and they're trolling by, doing all license plate scanners, looking for cars they can tow for unpaid parking tickets, is one of the things. And also what's in there is a database of cars on a repo list.
Right.
But like Emerson Towing, for example, has the gig to tow these cars here in Keene.
We're not going to pick on anyone, but suffice to say that those people are out there. And
all the city towing contractors can have a list of unpaid parking tickets, and they can go tow cars from off the city street or in Walmart parking lot. I know some of these establishments in cities have said, listen, you can't come into our parking lot with your tow truck and, troll for, people's cars to tow. And and then with this whole thing, if the technology exists, they are using it. And if the city of San Francisco can't use it, then that streaming feed, all those cameras, they're not going to take them down. I mean, they're all over the place everywhere. They're in use.
Yeah.
So they'll just maybe some other, outfit that, gets donations from, a bunch of do-gooders like the Lawyers Association or whatever, or,
right.
Just some, the Police Department Association. That outfit is now going to scan all these.
I suspect you're right. There's always going to be a level of that. And if you think that that's far-fetched, well, then how much does Facebook turn over to the federal government? How much does
Google? The federal government wants.
Whatever the federal government wants. And, I admire San Francisco for at least taking a step, at least laying down another barrier that says, no, police, you don't have unchecked powers to do whatever you want. As Jay correctly points out, it means they're going to have to work a little bit harder to infringe on your privacy. What do you think? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Attorney General is one step closer to being held in contempt of Congress after negotiations with the Justice Department failed. The Judiciary Committee voted along party lines to hold him in contempt for not handing over Robert Mueller's full Russia report. The Justice Department calls it inappropriate political theatrics. Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler.
We've talked for a long time about approaching a constitutional crisis. We are now in it.
We are now in a constitutional crisis.
But Republican Committee Chairman Doug Collins sees it this way.
The constitutional crisis is a committee that is asking from the Attorney General things that he cannot give. The constitutional crisis is a committee asking to not only write the law, but enforce the law.
Before the vote, President Trump asserted executive privilege, reserving the right to block the full release of Special Counsel Mueller's Russia report. This is USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here. Here and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. We want to hear from you. And we still have some time left in our third hour this evening. Free Talk Live does 3 hours, 365 days a year. There is no weekend for us. We want to hear from you and hear what's on your mind. Another place that is great to go for things that may get on your mind, and that's Freedom's Phoenix. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. You want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty? Freedom'sPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news and government overspending, and the rise of the police state. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com, Freedomsphoenix.com. And we have been talking about, certainly, the overreach of this police state and what some people in San Francisco, believe it or not, it's just not often that we find a liberty-friendly story that comes out of San Francisco. I mean, this is ground zero for the nanny state. Would you agree? I
do agree. I haven't been to San Francisco.
You don't need to.
Yeah.
The things you can do while you're in San Francisco, you can go to Fisherman's Wharf, and you can try to avoid stepping in human feces as you walk their streets.
That sounds like so much fun.
Yes, thanks to their homeless program problem, which is simply a manifestation of their city government and their policies. It really is a shame because I would never say I really love San Francisco. It was always a nice place to visit. I used to do a lot of work out of California, and I would travel there 4, 5, 6 times a year. And there was, you know, there's great restaurants and lots of things to see, and Haight-Ashbury's kind of cool and like that. But every trip I went, it was just there were more people panhandling. There was more feces in the streets, and it's just not worked out. Most of the problems are due to government programs like rent control. You know, this has led to a huge shortage in the amount of space that people can afford. And when you have a reduction in the supply of something, you have people finding creative ways to deal with it. For example, living in the streets, and it's real shame.
One extreme to the other in San Francisco, from what I understand, you know, you'll have homeless dude, and then 10 feet away from him, you got a $300,000, Lamborghini or something sitting there idle at the stoplight.
Oh yeah, it was the first place I ever saw a Tesla. Back when seeing a Tesla was extremely rare, that was right in front of my hotel. Somebody called the valet. And, you know, 5 more feet said human feces. Now, I know people think that I joke about human feces in the streets of San Francisco. It's no joke. There are actually apps out there where people can report streets to avoid too much to even dodge feces in the streets.
Do they have, like, a service that comes around to pick that stuff up? Is that why you would report it?
They don't even do that. It's so you can avoid it.
Why can't these people, like, I'm not saying I'm judging them, but
no, it's
why
all right.
Can't they go into the bathroom? Why can't they go find a public restroom to use?
Because I would say that San Francisco is also one of the snobbier places I've ever visited. And, they have deep concern and care for the homeless, but would they invite them in to use their restrooms? No.
Well, I mean, like when I was in Winston-Salem, it was, I don't know, 2 o'clock in the morning. I went into a gas station, and there was a woman bathing herself in the gas station bathroom.
Right.
And I just kind of closed the door. But, I mean, I knew she was homeless, and she had to do her thing. And the clerk was like, hey, it's okay. She comes in here every night.
Right.
So why can't they just do that?
That would be a great idea, but I think you have a lot of people in San Francisco that are just tired of this problem. And I'm not making excuses for anybody. I'm saying that people are sick and tired of it, and what you have are more policies by San Francisco, by the people that they elected, that contribute to these. Like I said, you know, rent control is a big deal, and if you want to, you know, monkey around with the supply of housing, that means people are going to end up being without a house. And that's what happens.
To answer your question, Angie, the reason you just can't leave, you know, bathrooms and convenience stores just open to the public in an area like that, because, for example, there's a Cumberland Farms right down the road. The bathrooms are out of order every night at 10 o'clock. They're just out of order. They close them because drunk kids go in there and they throw up and they pass out. And in San Francisco, you get dudes they'll go in the bathroom and sleep. They do it in Denver, Colorado, when you go to Subways. There's a key code to the bathroom on the receipt. The guy can't even tell you. And the key code changes every 20 minutes.
Wow.
And so he's like, if you buy a cookie for 75 cents, you can get the receipt. You know, that's how you use the bathroom.
That is amazing. We're going to go to the phones where we've got Polly from Williamstown, Pennsylvania. Polly, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Jay, you call the cops terrorists?
Yes.
Who would you call if somebody shot Chris in the head?
Well, I would probably, if I was here, I would attempt to protect him or apprehend the guy.
If somebody shot Chris in the head, who would you call?
I would get on Cell 411, which is an app.
If somebody shot Chris in the head, who would you call?
I'm trying to answer.
Tell the truth.
I would call the community.
Tell the truth. You're
not going to be the cops.
I got an app on my phone.
Call the terrorists, you
pig. Cell 411.
You should be shot in the head.
I think this does not sound like Polly from Pennsylvania. Thank you for your call.
What an idiot.
Yeah. Is that James?
It probably was. He's always he puts stuff on Facebook. Who knows? It could be Crazy James. I don't know.
Could be.
But, you know, the cops are the only people who have ever terrorized me, and almost all my friends have been terrorized exclusively by police, not other people. Not, you know, the Latin kings have never bothered me. The no crazy Muslims have ever bothered me. You know, black people haven't bothered me. Asian people haven't bothered me. Nobody's bothered me except for white people that are cops, literally. So, and I have a lot of friends that are white. They don't bother me, but only the ones wearing badges have bothered me. And I'm actually friends with some cops, really good friends. And the last couple of police interactions I've had have actually been quite pleasant and productive.
I've definitely had some police friends, but every interaction I have with them eventually devolves into questioning what gives you the right. And I understand, and I don't know. I know most people cannot imagine a world where we don't have a police force, where there isn't something to rely on. And this is a new invention. Right. This is not something that has gone down through history where there was always a police department. That is a 18th century, 19th century thing. And
when slavery became illegal and there was no longer fugitive slaves to apprehend, the police of the day needed a new job. They needed something to do. So,
but even if we go back before that, I mean, you had the sheriffs of, you know, and I'm talking about,
they were accountable.
When we go back to like the Magna Carta in England, where a lot of our common law arises, you had a sheriff, but the sheriff was there to protect rights. The sheriff was there to act as a tax collector in some cases. But the sheriff didn't run around and look for crimes, looking to make something up and say that you have to go to jail because we caught you, great-grandma, with CBD oil. You know, that's the insanity. And for the longest time, there weren't statutes as there are now. There wasn't. Everything wasn't written down. There was right and wrong. And that was the idea. And police use discretion. That's another concept that seems to be lost. Well, it's the law, so I have to enforce it. No, you don't. You can use that thing between your ears and say, is this the right thing to do? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lickochops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Everyone knows even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out, and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands if you qualify. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who will fight to protect you from the IRS, ensuring you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-890-0144. 800-890-0144. 800-890-0144.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Final segment. But there's still time. If you want to get on the radio, if you've never been on the radio, if you've never called into a talk show, boy, tonight is going to be the night you are going to do it. And we'd love to hear from you. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. You can also hit us up on Discord at discord.freetalklive.com or discord.lrn.com. Use your good mic. Use your high-speed internet connection and sound like you are right here in the studio with us. So, what do you think? San Francisco? What's going on?
I mean, I got no intentions of going there.
You got no intentions?
No. I mean, it's just, it's classic. This is what you happen when you have this, you know, Max Kaiser talks about this all the time. So, the elite have access to 0% interest money or negative percent interest money.
Sure.
And all
of
it.
They get the money first.
So they can buy up. So what's happening is they're buying up all the high-end rental places. You know, they're basically concentrating their wealth there. And then and a lot of the reason this happens in San Francisco is you have, like, Agenda 21, you know, money. Google United Nations Agenda 21. It's basically an idea by a certain year, you know, 20 whatever, to concentrate the masses all in these mega cities and kind of like quarter off the rest of the wilderness of the United States.
And this sounds like conspiracy theory stuff, but no, it is real stuff. Just Google Agenda 21 and read up, make your own decisions.
So what happens is the federal government and the United Nations gives like incentives and huge money to build like these housing developments and to, like, move, like, a lot of these tech companies in these centralized areas, because the whole idea is to totally get most of the population severely centralized. And when you start doing this, you have things like where the masses all move to these areas. They just become concentrated. And then you got people, they can't live there because there's nowhere for them to live. And then a lot of these homeless people, like I got to know in Colorado, there's a lot of them I noticed were mentally ill. Or they had some kind of alcohol, you know, addiction or something, but they were definitely, something wasn't right. Because, like, in Colorado, you know, the economy was so good. If you had a heartbeat, you could go make $18 an hour. I mean,
right.
the truck stop was paying $15 an hour just for to run a cashier, you know, right outside the little town I lived in.
Yeah, and it's crazy, but it's not only Agenda 21, but it's also socialist programs. And, you know, if San Francisco is learning that they are, if you want to live by that particular sword, you're going to die by that particular sword. We're going to go to the phones where we've got David from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, your call screener is hilarious tonight.
That's all right. What's on your mind?
That Agenda 21.
Okay.
The only way I'm commenting on it. The only way you're going to stop that is to reduce the sizes of the nation states around the world, because when the nation states get on average too big and too powerful, then they can do that kind of stuff without you being able to stop them. But if you break your nation states down into smaller populations, more of them with lesser power each, but where they still help defend one another from any other group that would come at them, that's the only way you're going to stop that kind of behavior.
Would you think that, I mean, this country was founded on all those same principles. I kind of agree with David on this, that states yeah. do, not just that states come too big, but that populations grow, and it sort of grows out of a manageable size. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, Angie and I happen to have lived in the same town in New Hampshire, and, you know, it was less than 2,000 people, and things... We had problems, but they were kind of manageable.
They were.
You know, but it's very different than talking about, you know, 4 million, 7 million people. And mm-hmm. then we look at the size of the country, 320 million people, and like, well, I just can't believe it. People don't agree.
it's not just sheer size, though. It's what happens when you have that size. When you get to a larger size, then the behind-the-scenes stuff gets more treacherous, and it's easier for them to hide it. If you talk about a town of 2,000, like your example, it's hard for them to hide any behind-the-scenes conspiratorial behavior going on. But when you get to a large size sure. like us, you can have things like the CIA all over the world doing whatever that you never know about, because they're not even using money. Yeah, they're not even using money from your own budget.
How about central planning? You know, that's certainly a function of size. I think that's one of the worst, the most vile aspects of socialism.
And that's the whole backbone of the Agenda 21.
Right.
Your regional planning district is your local Agenda 21 affiliate, essentially.
Right. And if you look at San Francisco loves central planning. You know, they want to come up with a program that will absolutely work in every neighborhood, and it will work for every economic possibility. And it blows up in their face. Well, why should we expect different results just because you tried it somewhere else or you gave it a different name? Central planning does not work, and that is socialism. Part of me, you know, David, I just think of this stuff as educational. What do you think?
How do you mean educational?
In other words, we got to train our kids not to be socialists. We got to educate people that even in history, I mean, we can show you tens of hundreds of thousands of examples of where socialism and communism only rely on death, that's the end result. And central planning only results in poverty. That's a fact.
Yeah, just like the central planning of the school system. I mean, we've seen what it's done here in the United States. You know, since it's been centralized through the Department of Education.
Exactly. And hold on, I'm trying to dig up the statistic in my mind. How many children are educated by the Department of Education? I'm trying to lay my finger on that number. Angie, do you remember?
No.
Zero. The Department of Education doesn't educate a single kid. What the Department of Education was created for was for Jimmy Carter to get the vote of the teachers' unions. And that was its purpose. And it never has educated a single child. They say that we're all about setting standards, but what standards are you setting when test scores continue to fall after decades?
I would go, I would go one step further. I would go beyond what you just said and say that the purpose for the teacher, purpose for not just the teachers unions, but the purpose for the educational system is to have workers in them that are unionized, where their living depends on the union existence, and they will vote as a block to keep the power in power that will continue to fund them and pay their paychecks. That's what the purpose of the educational system is for. It's only a guise of educating children, and in fact, what they're actually doing is brainwashing children. But the children don't even matter. The reason for schools to exist is to have that labor force that gets a paycheck that is supposedly educating your children, but in reality, what they are serving is to be a voting block to keep the powers that be in power.
Yeah, and that has been the case for decade upon decade, and it's shame because we're talking about kids' educations here. David, thank you for the call. But that those days are gone. What is not gone is the opportunity to basically dumb down your kid so he will be happy with a menial labor job. The goal, and Woodrow Wilson famously said this, was, you know, not everyone should have avail of a fine liberal arts degree. They should not have highly educated. Most of what we need are just factory workers. I'm paraphrasing.
Consumers and producers. This was a statement from the New York Education Board of Governors. It was a meeting in 1909, I believe, or 1919, and basically it was all the like elites, like the Morgans, the Carnegies. Henry Ford was like at one of these things, and he was disgusted with this. I remember hearing a story about this years ago, about Henry Ford being disgusted with basically what they wanted to do to the education system.
Yeah, and they did it. And you know, for God's sakes, don't think that I don't want education for children. I want every kid to have the best opportunities to reach their potential, to do what they want, to have what they want out of life, and education's part of that. But I'm telling you, this insane Prussian system that we adopted in the progressive era has failed at every turn, and I don't know what to do to convey that to people that still defend it. That's all we have for tonight. We've enjoyed our time with you, and we'll be here again tomorrow evening. Heck, I'll even be here again tomorrow evening to take your phone calls and hear what's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.